mannequin man, mannequin man, mannequin man from London Town. Why don't you move? Why don't you blink? Why don't you fucking say something?
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 602. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Panic Shack from Cardiff in Wales. The song I played was Mannequin Man, and that's on the band's self-titled debut EP that came out March 8th of this year on Brace Yourself Records. The album is a fantastic little punk affair, though that track there kind of reminds me of B.B. Galini or something a little more garage, and I like it. I got lots of music I like this week, so I'm going to play it for you. I think that's why you're here. This is the Stroppies with the song Up to My Elbows.
We'll be right back. soon. We only wanted one more tune. You hung it all on a dream. Wildflowers and sunbeams, but you never saw the light. With an uncloudy mind, uncloudy mind.
Back to the Too Much Rock podcast. You just heard from the Reds, Pinks, and Purples with the song Uncloudy Mind. That's on the Slow Torture of an Hourly Wage digital-only EP that was put out by Glenn Donaldson himself back in February of this year. That's his project based out of San Francisco. I usually don't touch digital-only releases, but he has put out four of them, each of them three or four song singles since his last album came out at the beginning of this year, and all of them have been delightful. So trying to keep up with him does mean breaking the rules occasionally. And before that, we heard from the Photocopies with the song Scooter Girl. That's on the Quadruple A-Side, again, digital-only release, put up by Sean Turner. He's based somewhere in Michigan, and he's got a new EP out after this as well. Somebody else that just puts out constant digital EPs that are all high-quality stuff. And then before that, we heard from the Stroppies from Melbourne, Australia. The song I played was Up to My Elbows, and that's on the band's album Levity, which came out on Tough Love Records May 6th, so just a couple weeks ago. A lovely little indie pop set there, but not really planned in any sort of real way. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to go with some old standbys here. Here's something new from Belle and Sebastian. It's called Unnecessary Drama.
Your love for Your soul.
Completes our set of old bands with new songs, ending there with Arcade Fire from Montreal, the song Unconditional One, parenthetically Look Out Kid, on the band's album We, which came out May 6th on Columbia Records. The album is hailed as a return to form for the band, but either it's not or I've just moved on because I don't find a whole lot I enjoy about that album. Before that, we heard from Belle and Sebastian from Glasgow. The song Unnecessary Drama is from A Bit of Previous. That also came out May 6th on Matador Records. That one does fare better. That song is really good, and there's another song I really like, and there's quite a few that are just good. But if you don't like Belle and Sebastian, you're not going to like this album. Nothing I can do but apologize and tell you, stick around. I've got something very different coming up. But before then, let's get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 603. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. On the 24th, we've got the Head and the Heart over at the Uptown, where Modest Mouse is playing at the venue that shall not be named. On the 26th, Manorfest is all over the Crossroads, continuing on the 27th, all over the West Bottoms. The 27th, we also have Destroy Boys at Rhino and Youth Pool playing at Westport Bowery. That is the old Buffalo Room behind the Westport Flea Market. On the 28th, Manorfest is all over KCK, including a final show at Easy Inn at 10 p.m. featuring Drugs and Attic. That one's sponsored by Too Much Rock. On the 30th, Stud Count is at Farewell. 31st, Phoebe Bridgers is at Starlight. And then looking into June, we see Other Americans at the Black Box on the 1st. On the 3rd, Amy Frand is there. On the 9th, Pup is at the Granada. The 12th, Lesser Care at Farewell. On the 15th, Bon Iver is at Starlight. Or you can see Hazing Over at Encore. That is the little venue attached to the Uptown. On the 16th, Churches is at the Uptown. Gully Boys return to town on the 17th, playing the Record Bar. On the 18th, Bad Diary Days. That's a Pedro the Lion tribute featuring a lot of local musicians that should be a lot of fun playing at the Farewell. On the 21st, Jeff Rosenstock is in town at the Bottleneck. And then Modern English is playing the Record Bar on the 24th. Looking at the website, only one new thing out there for you. Photos, videos, and my thoughts of the John Spencer Show with Quasi opening. All right. Time for one track left here, and I promised you something different. So we're going to play something by Mortal Thrall, a sort of a post-black metal band based out of Nashville, Tennessee. The song I'm going to play is called Passion Made a Weapon. It's on the album A Path to Fire, which just came out May 20th on Trepanation Recordings. You're going to want to listen to this one with some headphones. The blast beats are going to feel overwhelming, but when you put the headphones on, you're going to find out there's some fantastic drumming in here, and that halftime section is glorious in a post-hardcore, a little bit of gaze sort of way. So give this one a listen. There's probably something in here you can enjoy. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.